We started the campaign August 15, 2013, and today, those that were wounded at Fort Hood received their Purple Hearts.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's finally happened. After 5 long years, the heroes and victims of the Fort Hood massacre are finally getting recognized and the recognition they deserve. Today, 47 men and women killed or wounded in the attack will receive the Purple Heart for bravery.
None have been more influential than Senator John Kernan and Representative John Carter. Both were present in the immediate aftermath of the shooting and have continued to lead the way, ensuring the military takes proper care of the dead, the wounded, and their families.
But shockingly, that gesture may be purely symbolic, and at least in one victim's case, maybe more. The government still denying benefit, perhaps, and back pay.
It's somewhat of a conclusion to a long chapter, obviously. Clearly, this isn't over. I mean, it sounds like there's going to be some more fighting ahead of us with the Army, at least in regards to benefits and getting them to classify our injuries as combat-related.
Could the Pentagon have sorted this out? Could the Department of Defense, could the Commander-in-Chief have done something about this?
Yes,
until today?
The Commander-in-Chief before and today could issue a presidential order, a presidential directive, a presidential proclamation saying that the intent of Congress was clear and that the dozens of people affected by the Fort Hood massacre are entitled to the benefits that they are accorded under military law.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It is truly shocking that in 2015, there are still Christians being threatened, tortured, even killed because of their faith.
Christians are facing the biggest crisis and tragedy that they have ever faced.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
The Obama administration has finally acknowledged that those who were hurt, wounded, and killed at the Fort Hood massacre were victims of terrorism, not workplace violence. And today, the Purple Hearts were awarded to those victims of the attack of Major Nedal Hassan. But there is also an ongoing problem. I first need to say this. We got involved in this back in August of 2013, and 71,900 of you signed on to a petition for the awarding of a Purple Heart, of the Purple Heart Award to American heroes that were, again, the victims, the wounded and killed in action, in my view, of the Fort Hood tragedy with Major Nedal Hassan. And that part one of that has been successfully concluded, and that is the Purple Hearts have been awarded. The concern, however, is that there is a confirmed report that one of the soldiers has been denied benefits that you would be given to if you were wounded in action. And, Than, this is going to cause problems on Capitol Hill. And you think, though, that with the right kind of outcry, the administration is going to have to move on this very quickly.
Well, first of all, Jay, it is a major, major victory. It's 5 years overdue. It took an act of Congress, something that we worked very hard on to get accomplished. The Purple Hearts are going to be awarded. But you're right. There is someone who has been denied benefits that should attach to that Purple Heart. We are seeing the outcry on the Hill right now. I will tell you this, Jay. If it takes another act of Congress to get these benefits to attach, we are going to accomplish that. But here's the thing. It should not take that. The president should take care of this problem today. Those benefits should attach to that Purple Heart Award immediately.
The awards were given this morning. They've already been awarded the Purple Hearts. We will stay on top of the situation as it relates to the benefits that these men and women that serve in our armed forces are entitled to and that their families are entitled to. So rest assured, our ACLJ team will be on top of that. We're also taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk about the awarding of the Purple Hearts. We'll talk about the ongoing Christian persecution. ISIS asking for $30 million to free Christian hostages. $30 million. This according to our friend Lisa Daftari at Fox News. ISIS wants $30 million to free Christians. Ongoing persecution of Christians at the same time that the president was criticizing Christians. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. But if you want to make sure your tax dollars aren't going to fund these regimes that are persecuting Christians, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And have your voice heard. Add your name to that petition. No funding for regimes persecuting Christians. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Islamic State militants are demanding $30 million in ransom to release about 250 to 300 Christians, Syrian Christians, that were abducted back in February. This was a February 23rd attack on villages in the northern province. And what's interesting here is this is part of the ploy of ISIS, and that is to utilize Christian hostages basically as a vehicle to raise money for their efforts. So that's what ISIS is doing. We're not surprised about that. But they have raised literally tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars by doing this. We have a book out called Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore. It's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Let me encourage you to get that book. You need to get educated on ISIS. It's a threat that we're having to deal with. You need to understand the nature of what we're dealing with as well. By the way, our movie, Let My People Go, has crossed over 50,000 views in 1 week. It was released a week ago today. We have had 51,129 people watch the movie. It's called Let My People Go. You can watch it at letmypeoplegomovie.com. And it's a great movie on the persecuted church and persecution that's going on globally. And I think it's a must watch, without a doubt. Letmypeoplegomovie.com. And also, let me mention on this Friday, we are in our April Matching Challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for, so that's aclj.org, aclj.org, or 877-989-2255. And you can also call that number to sign on to our petition. Last day to do it today. We're going to be focusing on our taxpayer dollars not going to regimes like Pakistan and others that are persecuting Christians. You could sign that at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And again, Than, we're going to follow up on the situation with the military benefits being denied. This is, you know, you want to hope it's, how did they get this wrong is, I guess, the real question. I mean, finally, the Purple Hearts, after 5 years and a major campaign by the ACLJ and working with Congress, we got the legislation through, the Purple Hearts have been awarded. Why in the world, with all the attention going on this, would the administration deny a man who was a military veteran who was shot six times his benefits?
Yeah, I think it's an egregious mistake, Jay. I mean, it took an act of Congress passed last year in the National Defense Authorization Act to actually get the designation changed from a workplace violence one to one where the Purple Heart was awarded. I think there is no mistake about it. I mean, Congress clearly intended the benefits of the Purple Heart to be attached with the Purple Heart Award, and yet this administration, Jay, they have taken that extra step of denying those benefits, at least initially. I think politically, Jay, if we really raise the alarm on this, we will be able to force the president to finally do the right thing. If they don't, hey, listen, we're ready to go back to Congress. I think Congress will pass more language that forces the president to do it. But let's not get there. It's 5 years too late. Let's make the president do the right thing. Congress clearly intended it last year, and he could do it with the stroke of a pen.
No doubt about that. Let's go right to the phones. David's calling from Florida. He's on line two. Hi, David. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning. You are a bear. Thank you.
Thanks.
Without you, nothing would get done. Us little guys that can do nothing without a lawyer have no chance. They don't give these men their benefits. They're in a combat position on a military base,
yep,
under arms, and they were attacked by a man that was known with business cards as a colonel to do this, and they let that all go, but they got telephones on everybody's lines, and they're looking at your electric meter. And it's just, you know, they didn't.
Well,
they
the situation with Nadel Hassan, I mean, here you have a guy that is considered himself Mujahideen. I mean, he considered himself, and this is, you know, part of the problem here. He considered himself in a battle, and our government was so politically correct that we wanted to call it workplace violence instead of what it was, which was an attack on our military and armed conflict. But today, those Purple Hearts were awarded, which is long overdue, 5 years overdue, I might add. Having said that, finding out that there are men and women that are being denied their benefits is enough that we've got our team and Than's going to be following up on this. So we will continue to keep everybody posted. We're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're talking about the Christian persecution issue as well. The president calling Christians out, saying that, acting unloving. We posted a video of this, which kind of juxtaposition. Do we have the audio on that? Well, let's get it. It's fascinating. We posted this video, which kind of juxtapositioned some of the president's comments. 905,455 people viewed it on Facebook. 31,000 likes. It went to 2.9 million pages. And I believe that the comments were 33,000. I believe that was the number. So this is the one we point out where the president, you know, says Christians are not acting loving while Christians are being persecuted for their faith. That was going on simultaneously. Let's go right back to our phones, 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And don't forget our movie, letmypeoplegomovie.com. Should be something that everybody takes a look at, and you can watch that again at letmypeoplegomovie.com. Let's take another phone call, Than.
Yeah, let's go to Dell. He's calling from Arizona on line four. Dell, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dell.
Hi, and I appreciate everything you gentlemen are doing.
Thanks.
No, I only have a comment and a lot of questions, but we have a man that carries the title of a president. That's all he carries, in my estimation. He doesn't act like a president. He never has.
But he was elected at Bedell. I want to say something here. He's been elected twice as president. So, I mean, I'll let you finish your comment, but you got to remember, the president was elected by the American people twice. But go ahead.
Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you. No, the man, okay, he's been elected. Okay, he's the president. But he is not doing what he should be doing, and he hasn't from just about the very beginning. He does not protect America. He starts these little fires, if you will, and the American people has to run around and try to put them out. And we're addressing everything that the president's doing against our religion and on and on and on, but he's not addressing the real, real issues also as far as in all these other countries.
Yeah, but the president, understand this, Dell, I appreciate your call. The president is acting out of a worldview, and he's also stating the position of the State Department. I mean, when we played all of the sound that the president, that the Easter prayer service, that was just a couple of days ago. And he said, you know, Christians aren't acting very much like, they're very unloving in their conduct. These are thought out processes. In other words, these just don't come out of nowhere. These are thought out processes and thought out positions which are advocating a position I believe that the State Department wants, and this is what has me so concerned about all of this, is this ongoing view that you can, you know, we got Christian Percy, instead of taking time out of the breakfast to criticize Christians, he should have said something about the Christian persecution that's going on. David Cameron certainly did. And as I said, we posted a video that's had 905,000 views on Facebook, 31,000 likes, and went to 2.9 million pages. That's the kind of reach. So we're going to continue to fight for all these issues, and we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, working this weekend on our brief on the Planned Parenthood case to the Supreme Court of the United States, we're going to be talking about that next week on air. Because we are going to talk about the funding that Planned Parenthood is getting. You know, you look at the funding, fan, that Planned Parenthood gets. Look at the funding that we give to these regimes that are persecuting Christians. You're talking about hundreds. You're talking about billions of dollars, not hundreds of millions, billions of dollars.
Yeah, in the case of Planned Parenthood, they have a $1.1 billion budget, and about half of that, more than half a billion dollars, more than $500 million, Jay, comes from you and me, from the United States taxpayer. This is one of the efforts that we've been engaged in for a long time. We actually have re-engaged with new legislation this year, H.R. 217, which would strip taxpayer dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. And we don't have time to get into all of this, Jay, but those dollars end up being directly used for abortion, no matter what Planned Parenthood tells you. In violation of federal law, it underpins their abortion business.
And we're going to really get into this next week on the broadcast, rest assured. All right, let's go right back to the phone. Kirby's calling from Kansas. He's on line one. Kirby, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay. Hey, I read your book, Rise of ISIS.
Great.
And I'd like to know what your take is on the infiltration into the U.S. at this point.
By ISIS?
Yes.
I think if they find the opportunity, they would not hesitate a moment to do it. Part of their strategy is, they've said it, is if you can't join us in Syria and Iraq, in the Middle East, do these acts at your home country, your country of origin. You saw it in France. So I don't think the United States is immune from it. We've got good intelligence, but we've got to realize that groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they want to cause harm. They already have. We've seen it. You've seen it. We've all seen it. And again, it's a great way to get educated, by the way, on all of this. Our book, Rise of ISIS, The Threat You Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere. Let My People Go Movie.com. Over 51,000 people have watched our movie. It's free. Let My People Go Movie.com. And you can watch that movie. And folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign. And what I'm asking you to do today is support the work of the ACLJ. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. It's at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. So 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Remember, you donate $10, we get $20. $20 is $40. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
At 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, the best way to do it is aclj.org. And our movie, Let My People Go, you can watch that at letmypeoplegomovie.com. And I encourage you to do that. Let's go right back to the phones. Calls are coming in. Who do we have next?
Yeah, we're going to start with Sed calling from Kentucky on line 5. Sed, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sed.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. Love
sure.
your program.
Thank you.
My comment has to do with the president's observation. I don't think it's inappropriate that we critique one another as Christians. If we lack love in a certain area, it should be brought to our notice.
Here's the concern I have. Why would you do this at the National Prayer Breakfast, or why would you do this at an Easter breakfast where there's Christian persecution going on all over the world? Why would you take that moment at that time to make that statement?
I guess my question would be, why not?
Let me give you a why not. You asked the question, why not? I'll tell you why not. Why not? Because 3 days before this happened, 154 students in Kenya were killed because they were Christians at a university by Muslim extremists, by jihadist armies, by al-Shabazz. And the president doesn't point that out, but he points out the speck in his brother's eye, so to speak, that sometimes Christians aren't loving. Anybody could talk about, you know, whether people are loving or not loving or what their faith commitments are, but it's the taking the office of the president and taking the position at the time. I think part of this was the timing and how he said it. That's what I feel. But go ahead.
That's a very good point.
And that was my criticism.
You know, the president holds the highest office in land.
Yep.
So then his voice is has a great deal of authority.
Yep.
I will say this, though. If we read the Bible, it should be no surprise that our brothers are persecuted in foreign lands.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we say, oh, that's okay. I mean, our job is to, I think, protect those that are being persecuted. And we know persecution will come. But it is coming in unbelievable proportions. As I reported today, you got ISIS basically putting in a $30 million ransom for Syrian Christians that were captured just about 6 weeks ago, February 23rd. So this is what's happening today. And that's why I think the president has to be much more careful about how he utilizes his pulpit, the bully pulpit of the presidency, and where he uses it. But I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your call. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Fan, it's quieted out now, 2 days later after the hubbub over this. But I think the message was received by the White House that this is not acceptable behavior.
I think it was received, but I think it also needs to be continued to be sent. I mean, listen, to James' caller or to the Sed's caller just a moment ago, the president has a critical job to do here, Jay. I mean, this
yep.
is a world where persecution is rampant. So he
and
needs
real.
To not get distracted by, you know, the missteps of Christians or the Crusades or other things. He needs to be focused with a steely resolve on that persecution, and here's why. He can make a difference in that. He can save lives. If he uses that bully pulpit in the right way, it can make a real impact. So there is actually a very real negative ramification to what he did at the prayer breakfast.
I agree 100%. It's the prayer breakfast, the Easter prayer breakfast, and the National prayer breakfast. Let's go to Roberta. She's calling from Colorado on line 2. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Jay. Just wanted to say I would like to see one senator and one Republican, representative, get on TV every single day for however long it takes and ask for the release of our American citizens from Iran.
Well, let me tell you this: a lot of them are. I mean, you're not seeing it on TV every day because that's just the nature of the news cycle. But we have. I will tell you, and Than will underscore this: we are in constant and regular communication with members of the House and Senate. They continue to speak out on the issue. There's obviously all these statements coming out of Iran today, where you've got basically the Ayatollah saying, we're not doing this deal like this. The president's basically called the president a liar and said that we're devilish, I think was the word that he used, the Ayatollah. So, you know, there are the Congress is speaking out. The difficulty right now is I ask myself this every morning. How in the world have we gotten into a situation in the United States of America that we were sitting down across the table from the Iranians and we didn't get the release of the Americans, including Saeed Ebadini, as preconditions to all of this? How in the world did we allow that to happen? Now, I want you to take a listen. This is through a translator with the Ayatollah. This is on this news this morning about the so-called framework of the agreement, number 28.
On Thursday, Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, broke his silence on the talks, saying he remains cautious of Washington's, quote, devilish intentions.
I have never been optimistic about negotiations with America. This is no delusion. This comes from experience.
So there you have it. This we were played. I think, Dan, at the end of the day, and what is happening on the congressional side of this?
Well, I think the point is that does that sound like a good faith partner to you? I mean, it certainly doesn't.
Absolutely
and that
not.
Is why when you tie the two issues together, Jay, as you just did, that is why at the very beginning of this process we said demand that Iran show you they are a good faith partner by releasing Saeed Ebadini and the rest of the Americans. When that didn't happen, Jay, it should have been an indication to this administration that they weren't dealing with an honest partner. What's happening on the Hill? The Foreign Affairs Committee of the Senate next week is going to report out a bill that would give Congress the ability to vote on a deal that comes out of Iran. There is a real question, Jay, on whether or not that will get the 67 votes needed to override a veto. So that's going to be the first telling point on how strongly Congress reacts to the Iranian deal.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And there's going to be a reaction. We will keep you posted on all of that. Folks, remember this. We're here for another 30 minutes. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, which you do on SiriusXM and a number of stations, just go over to aclj.org. We're streaming it there, and I encourage you to do it. A couple things I'd like you to do. We're going to take your calls when we come back from the break. Our movie's called Let My People Go, and it's letmypeoplegomovie.com. There's clips of it are up on Facebook. It's a great way to keep posted and keep engaged. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com and share it with your friends. Very, very important that we do that. So, again, as I said, over 51,000 people have viewed it. We just debuted it last week on Good Friday, and here it is a week later, and over 50,000 people have watched it. So that we're very happy about that. And it's on the persecuted church and the individual persecution that's going on regionally in the Middle East. So you need to really stay tuned there. So I encourage you to do that. We're also in a matching challenge campaign. And March and April, of course, are huge months. We did great in March. We're now in April. We've got some room there. We need to catch up, and we could use your help. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. So if you just go to aclj.org and make that donation in any amount, we're going to get a matching gift for it. And that does do a lot to keep us on air, keeps us in courts, keeps us in the legislature in the United States and around the globe. So aclj.org for that. And, of course, you can call in your pledge as well at 1-877-989-2255. Last day we're going to have up this week on our persecution petition, and this is we don't want to fund taxpayer dollars to governments that are persecuting Christians. And we need action on this, and that's going to take congressional action. So if you go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255, what's going to happen is we will be able to get legislation moving. So we want you to add your name to that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. I've got a page. The ACLJ has a page. Even our band has a page. And follow me on Twitter as well. We encourage you to do that, and that's a good way to communicate with us during the radio broadcast. We will take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. We come back from the break. Don't forget the book Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore, and the movie Let My People Go at letmypeoplegomovie.com. Back with your calls in just a moment. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, a bit of good news, and that is the Purple Hearts were finally awarded to the victims of the terrorist attack, military action, in my view, by Nedal Hassan at Fort Hood. The Purple Hearts were awarded today. We launched a petition back in 2013, and over 71,000 people signed on to it. We got legislation through. There are reports, which we are following up on some men and women that are being denied medical benefits, and we are getting into that, and Than is following up on that with her Office of Governmental Affairs, so that will contribute. At least the Purple Hearts were awarded, and that was a step in the right direction. ISIS is demanding a $30 million ransom for 300 Assyrian Christians that were, remember, taken hostage on February 23rd. That is being reported today as well. So there's a lot going on a whole lot of levels and a lot of issues. And we've got a lot of calls coming in, and a lot of people have been patiently holding on here. So let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Than?
Yeah, we're going to start with Lisa calling from California on line 6. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to know, we need to make him accountable for what he said at that Easter breakfast. I mean, obviously, that was a horrible day to even bring, to even make that.
Let me do this, Lisa. We've got the minute. We did this video that's been reviewed by over 900,000 people. Let me play you the audio of this so everybody can listen to exactly what we're talking about here. President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned. But that's a topic for another day. Where there is injustice, I was about to veer off. I'm pulling it back.
This is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution.
Unless we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place. Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians. So, Lisa, I wanted to play that for everybody. It's been the largest viewed video we've ever posted on Facebook with almost, like I said, over 900,000. But go ahead and finish your comment.
Well, again, my comment is, can you imagine had he said something against the gay, lesbian, or ethnic groups? I mean,
As I said, when he had a Ramadan breakfast or a dinner, iftar dinner, did he say anything about the persecution at the hands of radical jihadists? He did not. But I want to say this, 35,278 people have contacted us in a couple of days. I think our initial goal was 10,000. So we had a big response to this. And Than, I think it's just getting the message to the White House again and to the State Department. We know where this is coming from, that this is not acceptable behavior from the president using the bully pulpit.
Yeah, and it would have been one thing, Jay, if he had made these comments while at the same time speaking out forcefully on persecution. But that's the problem. He's
right.
Not doing that. So what we are saying is you've really got to focus in, Mr. President. You need to be the leading voice against the persecution in the world. Don't spend your time on this trivial stuff. Focus in on these life and death matters. Speak out for the persecuted.
Because these are life and death matters for people today as we're on the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to call us, 800-684-3110. Our movie's Let My People Go. You can watch it at letmypeoplegomovie.com. I think we're going to get 100,000 views online on that movie. We really do think so. So letmypeoplegomovie.com. Our book, Rise of ISIS, is available in bookstores. By the way, I've got a new book coming out called Undemocratic. You want to get information about that. In fact, you can pre-order now at Barnes & Noble and at Amazon. Just put it up, so there will be information coming about that. We'll take your calls when we come back from the break. And if you want to sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, we got a brand new song coming out from the Jay Sekulow Band on next Wednesday, Tax Day. I think you'll find it interesting, too, because a lot of people expect it's Tax Day, it'll be Tax Man. It's not. It's another song. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit that we'll be playing, but we'll let you learn more about that next week, and we'll be putting that out on our Facebook pages as well. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com is available, and we encourage you to view it. It's absolutely free. We're going to go right back to the phones because we've got a lot of people, a ton of people calling in, so let's go right to these phones.
Yeah, we're going to Ryan calling from Massachusetts on line one. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to say thank you very much for doing what you do.
Thanks.
I donate. I like you.
We appreciate it.
I'll continue to do all the above. I think it's really sad, you know, from the top down in this nation that we've really become, and I don't know if it was the Pharisees that crossed the street, you know, for our own brothers that are being so brutally attacked, you know, at home and abroad. And then to stand up and make these comments about Christians as though he's one of us.
Well, again, you know, the president doesn't miss an opportunity to insult Christians at events that are basically faith-based events. And that, Ryan, I mean, it's, again, could you imagine the president at the iftar dinner saying, lest you get on your high horse, members of the American Muslim community, you got to get control over your brethren in the Middle East. You think you're going to get that comment? I don't think so. So this, to me, is part and parcel of the problem. It's not just what he said, it's where he said it and when he said it, while 154 Kenyan university students that are Christian were killed. To me, that's what it is. Right back to the phones we go, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Next up is Henry. He's calling from Mississippi on line five. Henry, you're on the air.
Hi, Henry.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Look, I pray for our president every day.
Good.
That he made right decisions and stuff. But the hypocrisy in what he did when he harbors hatred in his heart against the prime minister of Israel like he does.
Yeah.
And it's shown that he's going to tell, and he calls himself a Christian to say how we should act.
Well, I don't want to get into the theology, but the relationship between the president and Benjamin Netanyahu, not very good, as you know. We've covered that extensively here. And again, this is, but Than will tell you this. None of this is accidental. These are intentional policy moves. Understand that. These are intentional policy moves, whether it's an anti-Israel position, whether it's a statement about Christians at a prayer breakfast. These are not acts that were not thought out, Than. These are very well thought out. We disagree with them. I don't like the way he does it. I think it's a huge mistake. But nevertheless, that doesn't mean these were not well thought out strategies on the administration's behalf.
No question that they're intentional, Jay. I mean, unfortunately, this is how the president views the world. And it's not just the president anymore. That mentality has permeated through the State Department, through our foreign diplomacy. Yes, the orders come down from the president, but now you have hundreds of people implementing this policy. It started with his speech at Cairo, but Jay, it has really extended. We said this yesterday on the broadcast. Once the president cleared his last midterm election, we saw a dramatic increase in this. Around the world, America is not viewed the same as they used to be. And it's because of this president's approach.
You know, it's interesting because today we opened the broadcast by saying that finally the soldiers that were killed and wounded at Fort Hood, on the attack at Fort Hood by Major Nadal Hassan, a Mujahideen, they finally got their Purple Hearts. We started our campaign on that five years ago. We had a very strong petition of 71,000 people. They got their awards today. Here's Sergeant Howard Ray. This is number 17.
This is an outstanding day for us. It's certainly not the end of all trials in regards to the Fort Hood shooting, but it certainly is well-deserved on the part of those that were wounded that day and or killed.
So the good news is the Purple Hearts have been awarded. The bad news is that some of the medical benefits that they should have been obtaining and are entitled to have not been granted and have been, in fact, denied, and we are working on that. The same time you got the president being chastised, as I pointed out on the first segment of the broadcast, by Ayatollah Khamenei, who said, "I've never been optimistic about negotiations with America. This is no delusion. This comes from experience." He called their intentions devilish. Here is the president's kind of view on conditions with Iran. Take a listen to 29.
The notion that we would condition Iran not getting nuclear weapons in a verifiable deal on Iran recognizing Israel is really akin to saying that we won't sign a deal unless the nature of the Iranian regime completely transforms. And that is, I think, a fundamental misjudgment.
Yeah, just like not getting the Americans released from jail is a fundamental misjudgment, I guess, Mr. President. And remember this, of course. You know, why would we care if the Iranians call for the destruction of Israel? Why does that matter? I mean, we could still have a deal with them. But don't worry, the head of Iran, the Ayatollah Khamenei, calls you devilish. And I'm offended that the Ayatollah would say that about the president of the United States, no matter what your view is on his politics. But this shows you what they're doing. And this is, are we this naive that we're negotiating with these people? 800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
We're going to Mary calling from Wisconsin on line 4. Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
I just have a probably rhetorical question as we're going back to the Easter breakfast.
Yep.
What was the purpose of the Easter breakfast? To come and criticize Christians?
Apparently. Because the president, when you listen to it, he's laughing. He says, "I got to pull it back." He wanted to go further out, and I think realized as he said it, this may not have been the smart thing to say. But yes, Mary, don't think for a moment that this stuff is not intentional. This is really intentional. This is very specific. It's very targeted and very direct. And the president doesn't make these statements without thinking through the consequences. All right, back to the phones we go at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
We are going to David calling from New York on line 2. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. I understand that Christians are being raped in Kenya and the heads are cut off in Syria. They've been kidnapped in Nigeria and imprisoned in Iran. But I don't think the president needs to apologize, because the Bible says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Any day of prayer includes confession. So if we have sins that we haven't asked God forgiveness for, then we can't even go to God. So it's not appropriate. He should have included what's happening to Christians elsewhere.
Well, but he did. But David, that's the point. David, he did not. That wasn't what he talked about. That's the problem. Go ahead and finish.
Killing black young men every day.
But he did not point out the Christian persecution. When he had the iftar dinner, he didn't say to the Muslim American community, "You got to get I certainly don't want to be in a situation where we're going to compare the American Islamic community to the people like ISIS. But although The opposition has certainly not been very strong, though I do know, we do know some Muslims, we've had them on this broadcast, that have spoken out against what ISIS and these other groups are doing. David, it's not so much what he said, but as where he said it and in the context. When you had 150 Kenyan university students killed because they're Christians. And I just think that's an inappropriate time.
I don't think so, because anytime you pray, you're supposed to repent.
Well, David, he wasn't praying.
But that was, you said it was a day of prayer.
Well, no, it was a prayer breakfast. The president took a prayer breakfast and converted it into a let's go attack Christians that I disagree with breakfast. That's what he did. So anyways, I appreciate you calling in. Here's what Father Jonathan Morris had said last night on Hannity.
What I think he falls into this academic rhetoric of, hey, remember, we're not perfect. Of course we're not perfect. And we Christians should be doing a lot of self-introspection. But is it the time when you're the president of the United States at an Easter prayer breakfast to be criticizing some Christians for some unkind things when there are thousands of Christians whose lives are right now in danger?
Not more than danger, being, you know, killed as we speak. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Remember the movie, Let My People Go. You can watch it at letmypeoplegomovie.com. By the way, 51,000 people have watched that movie already. We just released it a week ago, 51,000 people. We posted a video on the president's comments. 905,000 people watched it on Facebook. And let me encourage you, if you're not following us on Facebook, you need to do it. I've got a page. That's Jay Sekulow. American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ, has a page. Even the Jay Sekulow Band has a page. I encourage you to like our Facebook pages and follow us on Twitter as well. Very important that you stay engaged on these issues. We are going to take more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Today's a very important day in that campaign. March and April, big matching challenge months for us. So let me encourage you to do this. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. You can also call your pledge in at 877-989-2255. But the easiest way, really, is ACLJ.org, and you make your online gift to the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. If you want to sign that petition so your taxpayer dollars aren't funding regimes that are persecuting Christians, you could do that at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 as well. Our book, Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores everywhere. Brand new book I've written called Undemocratic, also now available for pre-order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back from the break at 800-684-3110.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
J. Seculo Band on Wednesday, Tax Day. It will not be Taxman. That's all I'll say. Everybody expects Taxman. We've got another kind of tongue-in-cheek song that'll be, I think you'll enjoy it. We had a great time recording it this last week. So look for that on the J. Seculo Band Facebook page or on my Facebook page as well. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Islamic militants, ISIS, saying they want basically $100 million or $30 million for ransom for the release of the Assyrian Christians they kidnapped back on February 23rd. That's going on right now. It'll be very important to see how this plays out. But again, ISIS, you know, on the march still and taking Christians as their targets. And this is an ongoing problem. And yet the president takes the time out to criticize Christians as not being loving. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to those calls.
Yeah, we're going to Joe calling from Colorado on line 6. Joe, thanks for holding. You are on the air.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Just a statement. First of all, a question. Did Obama state that he was a Muslim and a Christian?
No. He did not. He never says that. He says he's a Christian. You're talking about the iftar dinner. Let me play for you a little, just to clarify, make sure that's not out there. We are not saying that at all. Let me play for you the beginning of the iftar dinner speech that took place last year. This is number 9.
Tonight we honor the traditions of one of the world's great faiths. For Muslims, Ramadan is the time to reflect and remember that discipline, devotion is the essence of a life of faith.
So that he's talking about within the Muslim community that Ramadan is important. He didn't say he believes that, but go ahead.
You know, I was thinking it was during his presidency when he was running initially.
He made a statement with George Stephanopoulos. That's what you're talking about, but Stephanopoulos quickly correct him. I think calling the president a Muslim, and I don't want to be pejorative. First of all, I don't think that does anything. I think what's happening is the president's increasingly utilizing the wrong venue for criticisms of Christians. He did that at the National Prayer Breakfast when he talked about the Crusades and the Inquisitions as Christians were being killed today. He did that at the Easter breakfast. So he continues to utilize these venues to get these messages out. And I think, you know, Than, we've said this. These are not statements that are not thought out. I mean, these are well thought out statements. And that's true at the National Prayer Breakfast. And I think it was true at the Easter breakfast as well.
Yeah. And he sees every venue, Jay, as a chance to advance his worldview and further his foreign policy. I mean, Easter is a time to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. It is not a time to judge Christians. It is not a time to try to advance your worldview. But this president, unfortunately, time and time again, he sees every single venue, no matter who he's speaking to, as an opportunity to advance that political worldview rather than to just simply celebrate the religious occasion.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I want to play for you. Well, let me take one more call. I'll take two more calls, actually, and then I'm going to play for you something very important here. Let's go ahead and take Stephen's call out of New York. Stephen, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. I just want to know what you think with all these ISIS militant
yep.
groups or these Islamic militant groups. I think they're all working their way north towards Israel, do
yep.
you believe, and eventually Jerusalem.
Yep.
Do you believe that that's true?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. If you watch just how ISIS has changed their name, and you know, when they went to ISIL, there's the Islamic State, Syria, and the Levant. The Levant includes the greater Middle East and includes Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu ran an ad during his campaign for prime minister pointing, and it had an ISIS reference to Jerusalem. I don't think it's their top priority today. But, Stephen, I do think it is a priority. If you look at and we talk about this in our book, Rise of ISIS. If you look at Hamas coming kind of west to east and ISIS coming east to west, the converging point is Jerusalem, and it's the same goal, that is destroy Israel. So, I mean, and Iran has that goal as well. So it's kind of a interdenominational desire within the Muslim world to destroy Israel. So, yes, I think that is part and parcel of what's happening here. Than, let's take another call.
Let's go to line 1. Lisa is calling from Michigan. Lisa, welcome to J. Seculo Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
In regards to the Easter breakfast, I have
yep.
a comment and a question.
Okay.
I just think it's rather quite sly and bold in a negative way of the president to say what he said. And I think, like you said, he's setting the stage. To me, it seems to be setting the stage. He's setting up something for down the road. That's just what I observe him doing all the time. It's like what you said. It's not. It's something that's planned out.
Right.
And so, you know, I wonder about the travel safety for Americans in general and Christians in particular, traveling around the world, the missionaries.
Oh, I think you got it. Look, I think you're on alert. I think that's the way to say it. You should be on alert wherever you're traveling right now. Christians are clearly targets. Americans are clearly targets, and you got to be on alert. Doesn't mean don't go. I just came back from England. I was at Oxford with our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy. But you got to understand what's going on there. And this is a global situation right now, and Christians are clearly being targeted. We put together a trailer for our movie, Let My People Go. I want to play this for you and then have a comment.
Our dad used to be here swinging us in circles, and that's our favorite part. My favorite page is this one, because my dad's holding me, and it's been a long time since he did.
New concerns for the safety of American pastor Saeed Abedini, sentenced this week to 8 years in Iran's most brutal prison, accused of illegally practicing his Christian faith.
Religious persecution is a situation where your life is literally put in jeopardy simply because of what you believe.
And I use the term religious cleansing now.
We can see the imagery. We can see the brutality.
It's like it's open season on Christians.
Asia Bibi is a Christian woman on death row.
Pastor Yusuf Nader Khani, when he was in prison because of his work as a Christian.
They kept coming to the computer and saying, "Mommy, can we see Daddy? Can we hear his voice?" And I had to tell them that he was in prison because he loved Jesus.
Don't forget us. We're your brothers and sisters. Please don't leave us. We need you.
The movie is Let My People Go. You can watch it for free online at letmypeoplegomovie.com. 51,000 people have watched it since we released it last week, which is just a great response. We also have portions of it up on our Facebook pages. We've broken it up into sections so you can watch portions of it if you don't have the time to watch the entire hour and a half. There'll be five-minute segments or so that we have put together. So let me encourage you to go to letmypeoplegomovie.com. We also want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. So let me encourage you to do that. We had a great March. April's off to a good start. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Follow me on Twitter. Let me also encourage you in this regard. We've got a brand new song coming out next week on Tax Day. Not Tax Man, I might add. I encourage you to follow us on J Secular Band Facebook page. Follow the ACLJ on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook as well. And we encourage you to do that. Again, the book that we have out is Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You can get that wherever books are sold. But also a brand new book coming out called Undemocratic. You could already pre-order that on Amazon. We encourage you to do that as well. The movie's Let My People Go. You can watch it at letmypeoplegomovie.com and support the work here at the ACLJ at aclj.org. Have a great weekend. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.